Were you foreman at this stage when they were coming in?
Yeah.
And did were they telling you what to do then? I mean, really?
Yeah, they used to leave instructions on paper.
Yes.
You come in at 12 o'clock at night and you look at the Jesus. You knew in your own heart and soul if you'd done what they wanted to done, you'd end up making wheelbarrows or something.
Yes.
You know? But that was it. Mm. We didn't mind them half the time.
Yeah.
Some of them were okay now. Some of them were okay, but there was a lot of them. They were leaving instructions that they wouldn't even face you. You know, they wouldn't come down to tell you to your face or in case you questioned them.
Why do you think the management brought these people in? I mean, if you were doing the job as good as anybody could do it.
I think, what do you call your man? Started, was the first to bring them in. What was the name? Lund. He was the first to bring them in.
Yeah, no, I think they came in before him.
Yeah, there was some of them came in before him, yeah. What do you call the fellow that went general manager? He was harbouring the office all the time.
Joe Dolan.
Is it Joe Dolan, was it?
Well, he was one of the general managers.
Yeah. Long Tom O'Neill was another fella.
Yes.
He used to run a pub.
He had a pub on Thomas Street.
Yeah. He came in and tells us how to make paper.
Yeah. Sorry.
And all these papers was reading it out of books and ledgers and all that. But when it came to practical, they had no idea.
Did that cause, but that at that time, did it cause an uncomfortable feeling
in the factory? It did.
Yeah.
The lads on the machines are on you. No, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know?
What happened? Did it?
I don't know. There was all chopping and changing, all different standards of paper. They used to do it during the day when all the know-alls were there. And they'd be at it and at it and at it. And then when 5 o'clock comes in the evening, they go off. And the shift was at the coming in at 4 o'clock, they'd have to fix that. And they'd get it going and it'd be all right the next day and they'd start off again.
I don't know, I
think it was to let the big fellas on the very top know that they were there or something, that they were doing something. I don't know, it used to be shocking.
Yeah.
But Cusick used to say, how come on the night shift it run okay? And when you guys come in to place the bits, they said, we're trying this, trying that, trying the other, experimenting with this.
Yeah.
But when 5 o'clock come, they'd be gone.
I see. And as you say, that it was left then to the next shift.
It was left to the next shift to fix it up.
Mm. So, talk to me about your time as foreman there then. You were there, you were looking after this machine, and that was your sole responsibility, was it? Or were you doing something else?
Well, your responsibility for the beaten loft, that's about the preparation for the... even forget the bantram... beatram... burners, the burners, what's it, what do you call it? The beaters.
Raymond, maybe you should explain to Morris how the paper started up in the beaten loft and how it went.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it came out from the yard in big bales of pulp, which came from Africa and Sweden, different parts of the world. Yeah. They bring that in with the tow motor to bring it in. We say, you put it into... it's a big cast, and if you had it, if you were using, you'd beat it up, put water in, and all this business, chemicals,
yeah.
Alum, and
from the furnace,
off the furnace, whatever would be on the furnace, you the beating man to put that in, beat it up for so long.
That's the job your grandfather used to do.
He used to do that, yeah.
And did it change since his time?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. They used to make paper in his time out of jute, rags. It went from rags. During the war, he said that they kept the mill going on jute and rags and straw.
Yeah.
and the heating was done with coal, turf and coal, then a chaise dial. And then they got different beaters and different ways of doing things. Refiners. It went from the beaters down through refiners, which chopped up these big bales, little mesh like porridge. And it came through all the time. You set your consistency for it to have it watery or solid. And it'll go onto the machines, into the head box. It'll go onto the machine, and it'll keep, from the time it left that head box, it was drying. Drying out at different stages. All the, it'll pull the water at the wet end out, and it'll form a sheet, and it'll go on to a press, they call it, a first press. Press the water and suck the water out, vacuum, go on to another press. And I'd leave that press, go on to the first cylinder. The fourth in there, there was 18 cylinders to go up and down, top and bottom. And there was, the fourth in there, there was four sections. It'd go one section, two, three, four, and each section, you had a felt on the top and a felt on the bottom. And between each section, you had a draw, as they call it. You had to keep the, each section the same speed. If not, if it was going too fast, the paper would go down. If it was going too slow, this section would pull it up in a break, or go down in a break, and you'd have to start all over again to feed it up, feed the machine. You'd feed that much, the width of the paper. You'd feed it down, and when you get down the end, you go across with it. It was a jet, and that paper was only that size. And you go across with a jet, it'll go to 120 inches.
Yeah.
As far as that.
My goodness.
And then it was keep. Then I went through on the fourth layer, it went through a cooler, but it was a dry, it's a cool, the last thing was a cooler, and then it'll go through calendars. There was eight calendars, drums, small drums, you know, had to go down, and the end of it wanted to reel up. That was the final.
And all the way along that line, roughly now, how many men would be manning that?
Four men.
Okay.
You had the wet end man. You had a assistant bartender. The bartender and the machine man, okay. The foreman.
And, you know, did you work well together? Was there?
You had to work well together, yeah.
Yeah, did you? What about the knives? Was there a lot of knives?
A lot of knives. We had signals to one another. The machine room, anyone who worked in the machine room knew what the signals were. You know, anyone outside or not, they were known.
What kind of signals now?
Well, that, have you any milk? Different things. That, half sheet, half the sheet would be at the breaking and the other half would continue.
And so what would you do?
All different things, go to the toilet.
Yeah.
All different things. You got to know, it just came to you.
Yes.
But no, we hadn't got these earmuffs or anything at the time. None of that.
Did it affect your hearing?
It did affect mine a bit, yeah. I have. I'm a little bit deaf.
Yeah.
I got an ear. A fella came here about the ear and he said it must have been the village was doing it. It's only in latter years that we got these, that's got muffs and everything to put on, and they never wore them. Never wore
them. Did you not?
No, they ever wore
them. Too uncomfortable?
Too uncomfortable, yeah.
Then what about the you know, you must have got used to all the smells, you know, I'm sure you got the smell of the timber,
The Don Oliver was the biggest smell. Do you remember the smell of that? Oh God, it was sewer. That was
the river, isn't it?
It's right where the What's over there now?
Social welfare.
Social welfare.
Yeah.
There's a big thing called the Don Oliver. It was a big vat. It would go from here to the far side of the road, round. And it used to... It was got for... That was supposed to recover anything that was wasted in the factory, and they were supposed to reuse it, but it never worked.
Yes.
It never worked. They used to get it all on trailers and bring it up. I think it's where the Round Towers football field is now, up to Hannon's Quarry, and dump it up there.
And dump it? Really? Yeah. And so that kind of pollution locally then...
To come out was a pollution.
Yeah.
The Liffey is at the cleaning up system. The Comanche, you know, since it stopped used. See, there was four paper mills on the Comanche at one time. Four of them.
Yeah.
And the one river. The one that one small river, so you're saying that you're coming up. That's the Comanche. There was Saggart, there was Cladogan, there was Killeen, and there was Drimna. Four paper mills on the one.
Oh, they were all run by the same company?
No, all different companies. But it ended up that the mill owned it, Saggart and Drimna.
Yeah. I see, yes.
Killeen was owned by Tom, was it North of Ireland?
I don't know.
People.
And in your time, did you travel out to the other factories?
I was in Drimna, yeah. I was in Saggart for a while.
Yeah. Doing the same job, a foreman. Is
no,
it?
No. Just having a look as a visitor.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And we travelled to Kildare Wallpaper Factory, which we used to make the wallpaper for Kildare, right in Kildare Town.
Oh, yes.
I think that's gone too. Yeah, different parts, you know. The Independent. We went to the Independent and the Press to see how the newspapers run.
Well, that was interesting because you were following through what you were producing in the factory.
Oh, yeah.
And did you do it on your own?
No, there was a group that went.
Oh, I
we
see.
We had a look, you know.
Yeah. And did you learn, I mean, much by
those visits? Well, there was one that used to call it the newsprint. They used to have problems in the Press and Independent. With, it was kind of a fluff, and it was used to pick up the inks from the paper, and they were having problems with it. And we were down there, we had a look at it, and the minute we were there, we knew what it was. They hadn't got rollers when the paper had run across, and all these rollers, they used to have steel bars. Of course, the friction used to pick up all this fluff, and then when it got into fall down into the inks.
Oh, I see.
But the men that was using the printers didn't see that. They didn't. Well, they hadn't got an idea what was causing it. They were saying it was the paper was too dry or it was too moist. But it wasn't. It was these steel bars. When they got small rollers, it was only a matter of getting rollers. But they got them. For all right.
Oh, it was extraordinary. And it was your visit that alerted them.
Some of our visits, yeah. Yes. There was a lot of us went on different
occasions.
Occasions, yeah.